Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lindo. Last week, we talked about some few details of Varsity Vibe, which is a platform where you get shopping discounts, okay? Be it if you're a student or you're a person who's between the ages of 16 and 25. I answered some of your questions. Today, I want us to step into the world of saving and investing. What's the difference between the two? Because sometimes people use these words interchangeably, which is not really correct. Yes, there are some savings that have a certain degree of investment, but then in simple terms today, let's talk about investing and saving. First of all, I want to take you back to all those those life orientation homeworks and exercises where your teachers were telling you to write your short-term goals and the long-term goals, okay? But then today they're going to be the financial side of the goals, okay? If you want to buy a phone, maybe the phone costs like 11,000. And then you want to save some money because at the end of the day, you still want to have that 11,000. You tell yourself that I'm going to save at least 1,000 rand each month for 11 months. Then maybe by December, I want to have that phone. At the end, you still want to have that 11,000. You might be saving it using your bank account. You save it. Then at the end of 11 months, you have saved 11,000 and maybe you have maybe 50 rand on top that was gained through interest, okay? Simple interest, something like that. Simple interest. Okay, that was a short-term goal. It took less than a year for you to achieve that goal, okay? But then what if maybe you are expecting a baby right now, okay? After 18 years, that baby will want to go to varsity. Maybe they want to go to varsity. How much are the fees of varsity? How much are they? Right now, around like, you might have to spend around 200,000 a year just to get through. Okay? In the next 18 years, how much do you think they'll be? Maybe around 700,000? Probably, if you were to save 1,000 rand each month, you wouldn't really make it. That's a lot of money that you want. So what you do, that's a long-term goal. What you do, you invest. Investing has a compounding effect. If you're saving your money with the bank, it has a simple interest effect. You remember the simple interest compound interest that they were teaching you in grade 9? It was not really useless, okay? Now it comes into play. If you understand the two, if you are saving your money, you're going to have some sort of a degree of simple interest. Your money, your chances of you losing your money, they are so slim. In fact, they are close to zero. Okay, you are going to maintain the value, you are protecting your money like that. If you put it under mattress, well, unless if somebody comes and steals it, it's going to maintain its value like that. At the end of 11 months, you'll have your 11,000. If you are being truthful, you keep saving 1,000 rand and you don't take anything out. But then with investing, what you, in practical terms, what you do, it's like you buy a portion of a company. You kind of own the company. You buy a small portion depending on how much you have. You buy a small portion of that company and then you own it. When the company is doing well, you get some profit. And then that profit, it gets reinvested. So it's compounding. So the next time when the company is making some profit, maybe the following day when the company is making some profit, on top of what you invested initially, you're going to get a profit. And the profit that you made by interest, maybe the previous month or the previous day, it's also going to gain you some interest. Can you see that it's compounding? It's building on top of what you invested and on top of what you already have made. That is compounding. With simple interest, no. You're just going to gain based on what you initially invested. The interest that you made doesn't really matter. Even if you unless you resave it again, but then the difference, the core difference is the simple interest and the compound interest. I hope you still remember what the compound interest and the simple interest are. Hope you're not touching your grade 9 classes, okay? So those are just the basic difference. You buy a portion of a company, and then when the company is making some money, then you're also going to make some money. But then this is a long term because, you know, they keep on fluctuating. If you only invest for 3 months, trust me, you will feel like you're losing your money. That's why you need to leave it for at least maybe 3 years. Let it grow without you disturbing it. You will see how effective and how useful it is for you to leave your money for several months or years. In fact, years is much of a better option. Okay, maybe next week we're going to talk about a little bit more in details about investing. Due to time, I'll end here. Now let's just enjoy the good music. If you want more information about maybe sites or platforms in which you can invest on, contact me on WhatsApp 076-630-7116. Bye.